Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. It's a lose day, and Lou Merlone is brought to you this week by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox. Major league style at minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. And Lou joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Lou.
Good morning, everybody. How we doing?
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm just out here whistling in my backyard trying to get my dog back in the yard. Other than that, I'm fine.
You pointed this out yesterday via tweet. It sounds suspicious to me, but I know you've reviewed the Zapruder film here, and do you believe there is something nefarious going on with the Yankees?
Well, I would say that yesterday I retweeted that just to mess with the Yankee fans because I like trolling them. But, I mean, given what had happened the other day, I'm pretty sure that every time a Yankee fan comes up, Yankee Stadium will start whistling, you know, to a fan, right, or even on the road or whatever. So I bet you someone's just messing with them. But there's no – you know, I still think things go on in the game. I think people still look for an advantage. And I think especially when you are extremely desperate, like, I don't know, lose like 2 out of 15 games – and see a total collapse like nothing we've seen before, much worse than what everybody was accusing the Red Sox of doing with what we've seen from the Yankees the last 2 or 3 weeks. So I think that Major League Baseball let them off the hook, and they went after everybody else and just kind of stopped investigating everything when it came to the Yankees, and sort of like here we are. So, I think they're just as guilty as everybody else. They just never really get caught.
Lou, how difficult is it really? Like, if you're up there at home plate, and Ken brought up a good point, and there's a guy on second base. Does he have enough time to really relay the signals to you and you as a hitter be able to see that? I mean, how difficult is that for a hitter to be able to decipher all that within, you know, a half a second?
If you've got the signs, it's not difficult at all. I mean, there's many ways to do it. I mean, it's, you know, I'm leading off on second base. I'm you know, if I'm got my hands on my knees, it's off speed. If I'm standing more straight up, it's fastball. If I look to my right, it's off speed. If I look to my left, it's fastball. If I turn around and pick up where the outfielders are, it's a curve. I mean, it's an off speed pitch. I mean, there's many, many ways to relay it from second base once you get the signs and the sequence. The thing is, though, they're switching them up, you know, every third or fourth pitch. So I think it's really, really difficult. If you are a team that is paying attention and switching up signs, I still think it is very, very difficult for a guy to steal signs. By the time you're confident that you've got the sequence, the at-bat's already over. So, but if a team is lazy and they don't change signs, I don't really think it's very hard.
Lou, we were saying earlier, how dumb could a team be using sounds as a way to cheat? But is it almost the best time to do it? Because no one would think a team would be that dumb. So it's actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, you could sort of sit there. I mean, really, because we all sat there with the trash can thing, right? And we were like, really? Like, you're banging a trash can? Like, nobody can hear it? It's almost like if you heard it, you'd be like, nah, that can't be. They can't be just whistling, can they? They can't be just banging a trash can, can they? Listen, I think there is a lot of, you know, people out there very concerned. You saw the other day, right? I forget what it was, the Red Sox versus the Rays, when there was a man on second base in extra innings. I think it was Colin McHugh, just intentional balk. He just wanted to get him off second base. He intentionally balked to get the runner from second to third, so the Red Sox, he felt, could not relay signs from second base. He intentionally let him go to third, just so we didn't want the Red Sox to relay signs. So there's just, you know, people are nervous. They're, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're worried a little bit too much, but I think you should at this level.
Lou, Wiggy seems upset this morning that you were laughing, apparently, at his suggestion that Cam Newton would have won that football game on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't. Listen, I just disagree. I heard you, you know, but I think Mac Jones was absolutely outstanding, and I just don't think running that football, which is basically what you would have had to do with Cam Newton, was the way to win, because I thought Damian Harris ran the ball real well, too. I just don't. There's no way he could have thrown the football the way Mac Jones and ran that offense. There's just no way. He's just not capable of it, and that's not the reason why he's not here anymore.
Well, he might not have thrown it as well as Mac, but he threw well against the Eagles, and I just think you would have had the element of being able to use that RPO and take advantage of that, and that maybe makes things a little bit easier, especially when you get in the red zone. You saw the Miami Dolphins score off an RPO that Tua was able to keep, and we talked about, why would you not have Cam as your backup to use him in some of those packages? And that's what I'm more focused on. If you want to start Mac, start Mac. But you could have had a nice package for Cam, and it seemed like he would have been willing to do that, where you could have been utilizing his skill set.
But were they really, I got to go back. I mean, first and goal from the five, where they could utilize that, or was it sort of outside? You know, in the red zone, because when in the red zone, when things tighten up a little bit, he's the last thing I want throwing the football, right? You're right, he could have ran the ball a little bit, but wasn't like Damian Harris wasn't effective. He just put the ball on the ground. So
one of their drives.
I'm worried about the quarterback room. Like, I'm worried about the depth. I'm worried about Mac Jones taking hits the way he's hitting, getting hit right now. I like the fact he's staying in there and taking hits, but he's taking a lot of them. I mean, you think anybody wants to go to Brian Hoyer week three, week four? I know I don't.
Right.
More importantly, Lou, did Mac Jones give a little chuckle when Christian asked him the Northeast Men's Health question of the week? Because I think I heard a little guffaw in there.
Yeah, there's no question. I think he did. I was like just happy that he seemed like a lot better than he did in that post game. I don't know about you guys, but we had 17 betters, B betters, and I'm sitting there going, we are absolutely screwed tomorrow. Like, this is going to be the absolute worst, and it wasn't as bad, right? It was just, we got to loosen him up a little bit. We got to loosen him up. I thought he was okay, but yeah, I think there was a chuckle. I think he got a good kick out of that.
Yeah, I think that's a good sign if he's laughing at those with erectile dysfunction. Right. I think that's a good sign.
Better sign than Bill not laughing at all with us yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah,
all right.
Oh, I do have a question, a baseball question.
You have a baseball question?
Yeah, I have a baseball question for Lou, because I got laughed at earlier about Kyle Schwarber took accountability after the game. I just want to know, as a former player, if having a guy in the clubhouse take accountability for mistakes means anything to the other players.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it does. There's no question about it. But I think everybody looks at Kyle and just like, listen, sorry, our GM traded you to play first. You've never played first base before. I don't really fault you. You know what I mean? I mean, he's not a first baseman. That play last night, I know nobody saw it because it was late at night. It was just a one hopper with two outs in the seventh inning right at him that he looked like he never played the infield ever in his life. And honestly, after that play, I don't know if I ever want to see him at first base ever. So, that's how bad it was. I don't know if you've seen the replay. It was right there in his glove. He popped out of his glove and it looked like he was going to fall on top of it. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, my God. Like, what? How do I even blame Kyle Schwarber? Like, who do I blame for this? I blame Heim Bloom for getting a first baseman and not getting one and thinking this kid could play it.
Yeah.
I don't fault him for that. He's never done it before. Everybody can play first. Well, apparently not, because he can't.
All right, Lou. Great to talk to you, and we'll hear you this afternoon.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Right. That is Lou Merlone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.